Hi, I'm Mary Harrell. Hollywood, 1956, a journalist and war widow is assigned to write a star profile of a fading actor made famous by his role as Count Dracula. During a series of interviews, the actor draws out our war widow into his curious Eastern European background. Meanwhile, a menacing darkness stalks the main characters in this book as their histories and destinies mysteriously begin to intertwine. And that, my friends, is the teaser of a fantastic new fiction novel out from the brilliant minds of authors Fiorella Di Maria and K.V. Turley. The book is called This Thing of Darkness, and it's out by Ignatius Press. And Fiorella is joining us today all the way from Surrey in England. Welcome to the show.
It's lovely to be on the show.
Fiorella, were you a Dracula movie fan as a kid or what? What inspired you to dive into this old-time horror movie genre for this spectacular novel?
It's funny, I have never been remotely interested in horror. I hadn't even watched the film, the famous film of Dracula, before starting to work on this. I wrote a dissertation on Dracula when I was at school and scared myself half to death just reading the book. I never imagined I would find myself writing a book on this particular subject. K.V. Turley is very keen on the horror industry. He's got an encyclopedic knowledge of the origins of the horror industry back in Berlin and the way it exported itself to Hollywood and everyone who was involved with it. But when he first suggested this novel idea, I actually said Bella who, which is why Evangeline Kilhooly in the book, her first question is Bella who, because she's no idea who he is. And in some ways, that's one of the reasons why there is a skeptical English journalist who's questioning everything, because she was almost my way in, I suppose.
What did the Ignatius Press folks say when you came and said, I've got a great idea for a novel. It's all about Dracula and the roots of the horror film in Germany. How did that conversation go?
We sent the finished manuscript, which is what I usually do, unless I'm touting something completely new. And I suppose I should, in fact, have suggested this before getting to work on it. But I think, in all honesty, I suspect they thought I'd gone raving mad because it's so different to everything I've ever written before. I mean, K.V. Turley hadn't published a novel with Ignatius before, though he's very well regarded as a journalist. But none of my other novels are like this. And Mark Brumley, in fact, when the book was just in the process of coming out, said that probably 10 years ago they wouldn't have published something like this because it's just a little bit on the edge. But, you know, it's perfectly for anyone who's concerned about reading, any Catholic who's concerned about this, it's completely faithful. There's nothing to worry about in that respect. It is about the battle between good and evil. So they've been very supportive.
That's wonderful. And I told you before we came on, I'm so mad. I cleaned up my house before All Saints Day, and then we had a party and 30 children came over, and I haven't found my copy of This Thing of Darkness since. I'm dying to know how this book ends, because like you said, this is about people. It's not exactly on Dracula and the blood sucking. It's not that. It's about the people. So tell us about you. When you're not writing these novels, what do you like to pick up? What stimulates your imagination?
I read virtually anything I can get my hands on. I love crime fiction, particularly because I'm also a crime writer. And I've always been fascinated by anything with a bit of mystery. And I like to try to guess who done it before the end and all of that. I love historical fiction. I increasingly read a lot of nonfiction. I run my own book review show called The Fiorella Files, which is, yes, on the Crusade channel, which means that I'm constantly reading because I review three books a week with that. So that keeps me on my toes.
Wow.
but it means I have to indulge my love of reading, which otherwise, you know what it's like when you've got children, I'd never pick a book up otherwise.
I cook books. That's the only thing I read. 30 minutes before I make dinner, I pick up a recipe.
I've got a few of those, yes.
You paint this washed-up Dracula actor, this Bela Lugosi, as he's alternately narcissistic, he's brooding, but then he's also miserable and he's lonely. Looking back on this past success, did you want readers to be able to identify with him or feel sorry for him or just be scared of him?
Well, I think in some ways the reader can be all of those things. He's the ultimate fall from grace actor. He's somebody who had everything the world could offer him. He had fame, he had riches beyond his imaginings, considering his very humble origins. But like many who rise very quickly, he also fell very quickly. And with Dracula, he was typecast. He could never get out of the shadow of Dracula after that film came out. So it was both the making of him and the destruction of him. He just could never get back to serious acting again after that. He'd been a very well-regarded Shakespearean actor before he came to America. So I think in him, you almost see a morality tale of what happens if you cling to the things of this world, that he does end up a broken man. And he was, he had drugs problems, substance abuse was a major problem for him. He drank, he lost all his money. So we should feel some pity for a man in that sort of state.
And this is a real man, correct? This is the actual actor who portrayed Dracula in the movies in the 40s, right? 30s or 40s?
30s, yes. I should say straight away, this is not a biography.
No, it is an
alternate history. I have to be very careful about it. It's an alternate history, but it is based on the real man, Bela Lugosi, who he was a Hungarian immigrant to America who was made famous by Dracula. But then just after Dracula, he just ended up in a B-list movies and C and D, and then ended up on sort of the poverty row of the film industry, churning out these very poor qualities. And he almost became a parody of himself.
Mm-hmm. I'm speaking with Fiorella Di Maria, author extraordinaire and co-author of the new novel out by Ignatius Press called This Thing of Darkness. Fiorella, this isn't your first book with a bit of a dark side, per se. You have your Father Gabriel Mysteries as well. What is it about writing books with these kind of dark edges that fascinates you?
Well, I've always been fascinated by crime fiction. I read my first Sherlock Holmes when I was 7 and I scared myself to death. Yes, and I didn't realise at the time it was the most frightening of the Sherlock Holmes mysteries, the speckled band.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes, that one's rough.
It's really sinister, that in a country house. I mean, it's really creepy. And I was absolutely petrified. I don't think I could switch the light off for about 3 weeks after I read it. But I've been hooked ever since. I've read, you know, Agatha Christie, all of Conan Doyle, more recently, Dorothy L. Sayers. You name it. I mean, there's a lot there. And there's something about that. I suppose it is a battle of between good and evil. It's a seeking of the truth, a seeking out of justice. There's something very Christian about the mystery story. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, you know, you have a terrible crime is committed, a terrible sin, and then you have a protagonist who's fighting to find out the truth, and that gradual unraveling of a lie to reveal the truth, and finally the natural order being restored. So there's something very attractive about that.
I would say as well. And you're one of those increasingly, I would say, rare authors who can walk the line between something like horror and darkness, creating these characters that they have hope and they have good hearts. And even though they're suffering, they can still see good in people. So what have you seen the response be to both this book and your other mystery books that you've published before?
Well, I've been astonished on one level by how popular that certainly the mystery stories have been. I mean, I wrote a lot of literary fiction before that, historical fiction, some of which had a twist of mystery but weren't strictly mystery stories. And certainly my detective stories have been my most popular books to date. And This Thing of Darkness seems to have had a fairly good reception so far. The reviews have been good. I think people like a puzzle. I think people like something that they can work out. That's why people like Rubik's Cubes and things like that. But the fact is, I write all my books within the Catholic moral universe. Mm. So whatever happens, however dark they get, and I appreciate that some of my books are very dark, they are never without hope, because we are not without hope.
Well, and for anyone that is looking for a book to pick up that is not a treatise on encyclicals or something else edifying in that way, if you're looking for something entertaining, a little mystery, but within the bounds of what we believe, Fiorella's books are exceptional. I can say that I've read them and I love them. Again, the book is This Thing of Darkness by Fiorella Di Maria and K.V. Turley. Ask about it at your local Catholic bookstore, or you can find it online at Ignatius Press's website, which is ignatius.com, and there you can find most of Fiorella's other titles as well. Fiorella, job well done on another great book, a real page turner. I hope I find my copy soon. I'm really hoping. I'm going to start praying to St. Anthony, and great to have you on the show again.
Thank you.